Eva.
EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Hello. Happy Friday. You are tuned in to the eBuzz podcast powered by EOTMRadio.com and available on iTunes. Welcome back to the eBuzz show with yours truly, Carla B. I hope your Friday is all that and then some. This is definitely going to be the best of. There's no question about it. We'll have Quality Tom, a.k.a. Q Tom, in the house. With us, he's an R&B singing sensation hailing the Windy City. He'll be joining us, as well as Los Angeles-based promoter and entertainment manager, the one and only David Ortiz, will be in the house as well. And before we get down and dirty and have a lot of fun with tonight's guest, we're going to take a quick commercial break and check out some tunes from our featured guest, Q-Tom. Check it out.
When he's out with the kids, and you
Welcome back, y'all. You are tuned in to the eBuzz podcast powered by EOTMRadio.com and available on iTunes. Before I do anything else, I definitely want to thank all of my Facebook friends and my Twitter friends that put out, just sent prayers out in regards to one of EOTM's own out of Atlanta, Ron Anthony. A.K.A. Ronald Pastor. He had a heart attack a couple of days ago. He underwent heart surgery this morning, and he is doing well. I'm one that believes that prayer works, and I definitely want to thank all of you for just, sending your prayers out for our brother, Ronald Anthony. He's doing much better. Want to definitely dive in. It is the early show on EOTM Radio, and that track that we just featured was titled Unfaithful by Quality Tom, a.k.a. Q Tom. And with that, I'm definitely going to have to bring this guy on because, that track was Unfaithful. That's what it was called. So I'm sure, with every story, with every song, there is a story, right? So with that, I want to welcome Quality Tom to the eBuzz show. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Miss Carla? How you doing?
I'm good. I was definitely digging that track.
Okay.
Unfaithful. Oh. I actually checked out a couple of different tracks that your people sent the past couple of days. So definitely some good stuff right there. Before I even dive deep, Q Tom, and really get behind that track, I want you to go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit about you, the singer.
Okay, well, a little bit about me. I've been singing since I've been, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And I started out just doing, talent shows and in high school. I started doing, Genuine, Michael Jackson, and things of that nature. So y'all got to excuse me. I'm a little bit under the weather here in Chicago.
Okay.
I started doing that. And ever since then, man, I actually got a break when I was, 17 or 18. And I started going overseas, touring. And right now, that's what I've basically been doing, just touring and just giving the people just quality music, just constantly being on my grind. So,
And you're you're definitely well grounded also because you're not just singing, you're multifaceted. I know when I met you, the first time I saw you, we were actually, my company was covering the red carpet for the Alaska tour, Carlos DeMoya Fashion Show. And mm-hmm. I remember we were all in the lobby of our hotel just talking. And then next thing you know, we all just heard this awesome piano playing person. And we're like, what? It's like R. Kelly or like Alicia Keys here or something, and we walked over there to the piano, and it was you doing your thing. So tell us about, you know, you, I mean, because you're not just a singer. You are just a well-rounded entertainer that, you know, you do a little bit of everything. So how did you even, you know, get into, where did the piano playing come?
Well, it actually came from, I grew up in church. My mom, she's a pastor or whatever, so like most of us musicians in R&B, so it's just like I just taught myself how to play because I don't know how to read notes. I just want to make this clear. I know how to read, but I don't know
right.
how to read notes, okay?
Like, yes. Me either, so, you know.
Okay, right. So I just basically, like, learned how to train my ear because I play guitar, I play piano, I play drums. So it's like when you're in a church, you just, like, everybody is a whole family feel, and everybody just, you know, they just love entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So I just started out there, and then I just started perfecting my skills. And like I say, me doing talent shows in, at Thornwood High School, Chicago. And I started doing that, and that's when I just got a little name for myself and quality time. That's how it all started, you know. But
yeah.
I think more so like music for me, I love when a person just be like, you know what, you sing? Won't you sing me something? Or won't you play me something or something like that? Like I said, we was in the lobby. I was having a good time, and I just wanted
yeah.
to play it, you know?
Yeah,
so.
And that's a beautiful thing, and I think that right there, definitely, that's going to be the signature mark. That's going to be something that when I see you picking up that Grammy on stage, I'm like, you know what, the first time we heard this guy, you know, and that's going to be the first
oh, yeah.
thing I remember because that was definitely memorable right there. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. What I want to do, I actually want to also welcome someone who actually, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have even met you in Alaska. This guy's doing some awesome, awesome things based out of Atlanta. I'm not Atlanta. Based out of Los Angeles, California, doing so many things in the promotions field. He is, this guy, right, he is just really just fascinating to me. He is the Don King of the entertainment management business in California. So with that, I definitely want to welcome someone that I can call a friend, I hope. David Ortiz, welcome to the eBuzz Show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You know, I was trying to, you know, win a couple brownie points and stuff, throwing a couple extra things out there about you. But it's They're all true, David. So what I want to do is definitely give you the platform for a second to be able to share with our listeners a little bit more about the man behind all this great stuff, David Ortiz.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, I do a lot of promotions. I do some management for Q-Time, and, you know, I do other management for, you know, for other talents, just pretty much doing some booking, just trying
mm-hmm.
to get out there, just
yeah.
you know, just deliver what I can bring to the table, and just
right.
bring it, just being positive and just
mm-hmm.
just bringing anything I can possibly bring. You know, I've been doing it for
right.
for about 4 or 5 years professionally, and I've met a lot of great people. You know, it's all about networking. It's all about
mm-hmm.
meeting the right people and meeting the great
right.
people. And I have great people on my side, and I'm just so blessed to know Q-Time. So we just moving forward and just bringing
mm-hmm.
it, bringing it.
Yeah, yeah, you guys definitely did it. I mean, I picked up the performance in Alaska, and when you see new artists, you know, coming from anywhere, it doesn't matter really where they're from, but you know, not every artist has that or about themselves where it just emits like positivity and it emits just like superstardom. And I know Q-Time is definitely, he's doing his thing out of Chicago and overseas, but that was one thing that I saw in him. I'm like, yeah, this guy is, he's very talented, and I think definitely just as long as he's finding himself around the right people, things are definitely going to happen. So, again, I definitely want to just say at this point, pay homage to both of you guys because, you know, it's a great thing that fate, if you will, has brought you two together. I want to kind of digress a little bit with David and going back over to Q-Time and talk a little bit about his music and a question that I want to ask, and I'm sure my listeners will want to know also is what are some of your who are some of your inspirations today in music?
You know what, I got to say, hands down, Brian McKnight to me, as far as I got a chance to meet him backstage and stuff like that, and just to hear him perform, it was like a crazy thing. Genuine, of course, like I started out doing him in talent shows. Also, Michael Jackson, like, come on, everybody loves Michael. So I would say those three people, like mainly, of course, Brian McKnight and Genuine, those are two that I just like really, really, you know what I'm saying? I used to do them all the time, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Those are definitely some good ones. And I think I remember in Alaska, I think you were playing a little bit of McKnight.
Yes, I was. I actually
was.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. And you know what? I definitely want to definitely talk about some different music trends, especially this year, last year as well. But there are so many great artists that are doing some fascinating things. One in particular is Lady Gaga, and I just really just sit back. I'm a fan of hers, but I sit back and I marvel at, you know, how her and her team are branding her and as a pop icon, and they're definitely doing a great job. And I think that she's definitely been a major influence in music today. So I want to ask you this. How do you feel about trends in music this year, especially with artists like Lady Gaga, who seem to have major influence?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody got their own opinions over certain music. But I feel like everything has a time and a place. Like, when you're in the club, it's like you want to hear feel-good music, what we call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, and then sometimes you want to hear music with what a lot of other people call substance or whatever, but all music has a certain time and a certain place to be played. So that's kind of how I look at it. Like, it's like music needs all type of artists. Like, we need a Lady Gaga, just like we need a Brian McKnight, just like we need, a Genuine, or, you know, it's like music is supposed to transcend, and it's all about moods. You know, we all got different moods, like, especially the ladies. You know y'all like to hear certain songs when your man is trying to romance you or do certain things. And, you know what I'm saying? I think music can basically like be summed up as it's a mood. Like, music creates a mood, and if you don't understand that, then it's like, you know what I'm saying, there's no sense of even being in this industry, because
I like the way you put that. Music is about the mood, and
definitely.
I want to ask you, David, considering you're out there and you manage a lot of artists like Q-Tom. So you want to touch on that question that I asked him in regards to Lady Gaga and, you know, her influence on music today?
Well, you know, I agree with Q-Tom. Everybody has their own opinion about music.
Mm-hmm.
I say I have respect for everybody. You know, I say, you know, anybody out there, you know, they have, like, their own taste of music. So, you know, I have nothing negative to say about music. Music is music. They're going to deliver real music. Hey, we're here to listen to it. That's all I got to say. And I love Usher. And when I heard Q-Time a while back, you know, I fell in love with Q-Time. So, you know, it kind of matches right there, because Q-Time is like the next Usher, to me, my opinion.
Yeah, he's definitely doing some great things, and I'm kind of, you know, and I always kind of divert in all of my interviews, especially when I'm interviewing a music artist, you know, like older Lady Gaga, because she's so prominent and she's had so much success. And I think it's definitely, you know, it's just a way, you know, just that there's no boundaries and stuff, and people in her team as well as herself, it seems like they're not afraid to step outside the box, and sometimes in this industry, that's what you have to do. So that's why I'm always asking that question.
I got you.
Say it again.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, Q-Tom, if you thought that I forgot about this question, but I didn't. I want to talk about the track that we featured, "Unfaithful." Let's talk about the whole making of that. How did that come about?
Actually, that song is a true story. Like, that song is about a girl.
I figured it.
Oh, yeah, come on now. Like, I'm a real person. If we're going to talk, let's talk real.
Right.
So, my music, I actually wrote that, a couple months ago or whatever, and it was about a girl. Her name was Stacy, of course. I ain't going to say her last name. I ain't going to put on blast. But, But what actually happened was that she was actually, you know what I'm saying, creeping with me when she had a man. And it's like, I didn't know it in the beginning, but then when I finally found out, like, I was basically just letting her know, like, man, you coming to the studio doing this with me, and you doing this and that, and, like, your man don't even know. He think you just the most innocent of the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
wow, this is crazy. But, you know, so it just made me just, like, go straight to the studio and just write it down, like, you know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I didn't out her, I didn't do nothing like that, but it's just, my music comes from a real place, and I know it's a lot of guys and also girls that can understand, like, situations like that, you know, unfaithful.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I
definitely think so, and I'm sure Stacey can appreciate it. I don't care how a great song come about, really. You know, the end result is that it's great music, and I'm sure Stacey can appreciate that. So, yeah, definitely. What I want to do right now is definitely let the listeners know that if you want to call in and talk to Cube Tom, Quality Tom, or the hottest promoter, manager in the Los Angeles area, David Ortiz, definitely call in, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. Or maybe you want to even speak with me, you know, yours truly, Carla B. Call in. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hold tight, y'all.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, your playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
car, yeah, you probably should. Take you to see stars, not talking Hollywood. And you'll never be lonesome, and we can hit every ocean. Forever be toasting high as a cockpit, world gets boring and ride the rocket. I'll take you miles away, just to see your smiling face. 3, 2, 1, 1, and we're in outer space.
Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz show. It is the E-Buzz show. I almost forgot. But welcome back. Welcome back. That track right there was from our featured guest, Q-Time, and for some reason, my assistant did not shoot me the title of that track, but the good thing about it is that we have Q-Time with us. So go ahead and Q-Time and tell us a little bit about that track we just heard. Okay, let's make sure we have Q-Time on, and we're getting him unmuted, so sorry about that. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about that track, because whatever you said, we didn't hear you.
Okay, that track is called Never End, and it's featuring C4 Moolah from L.A. He's a rapper or whatever, so he has the track for me, so, you know. Definitely, I definitely know that track.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a party track.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Definitely a dance track. I'm over here in the studio and stuff. I can't really dance. I'm actually learning some moves and stuff from Tiana Glo. But, yeah, I could definitely see myself doing something on the dance floor.
All right, two-step.
Yeah, well, I know how to do that. You know, I'm from Chicago, too. So, that's stepping. I grew up watching my aunts and uncles and stuff, you know, stepping and stuff, and I was, you know, it was a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Definitely a beautiful thing. So, I mean, I see so much of you, you know, as far as talent coming from Chicago, because so many great, great artists that come from that hill, that's the Windy City, but not as many, because definitely I wish it was more. But you definitely are just like the, you know, the great artist that came from that city. And, you know, I'm just definitely in awe of you, and I just, you know, want to see you doing the darn thing. So, you know, kudos to you again. Definitely.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. So tell us this. So I know that at the top of the hour, I think off the air, we're talking a little bit about some of the new stuff that you got going. And you mentioned a new project, and unfortunately we didn't get the new music for the new project, but you can talk about it. So go ahead and share with us what you're doing now, Q-Time, and what your fans can expect to see from you in the future.
What you can expect is this great music. Right now I'm in a lab. I'm working on, of course, some party tracks, but also the love tracks. I think, like, R&B right now is missing that, like, just pure, just straight guitar and straight piano, and just, you know what I'm saying, just really giving the women what they want. Excuse me. So I think that's like the main thing with R&B is missing. So that's why I think that's more the lane I'm going to go. But at the same time, I'm going to do like club tracks and things of that nature. But I kind of want to give the people what they want, like real talk. So, so that's what I'm in the midst of doing. That's why I was trying to get that track out to you. But, you know, things happen. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it again. We'll do it again.
So what is the name of that track that you're, again, what was the name of it?
The name of that track is called Birthday. So.
Okay.
It's strictly for the ladies.
That's definitely what's up. Well, definitely, I cannot wait to hear that. So definitely make sure you have your people send it to us, and we'll definitely rotate that, because I think our listeners have enjoyed it. We haven't had the opportunity to really see what's going on in our chat room, because we're having some kind of problems with that. We can get that open. But definitely our instant message is just blowing up with women that want to know all things about you. So, and I'm not the one that really just ask these types of questions, but if they're coming through, I want to be able to put them out there. So there's a caller calling out of Chicago, and her name is Keisha, and she wants to know, Q Tom, what's your social media pages and if you have a girlfriend?
Well, currently, you know, since I am single and I'm looking, and actually my social media page, that would be facebook.com/ Qtime, Qtime 22, and yeah.
That's what's up. He's single.
Yeah.
He's single, y'all. So
yeah, man,
that's definitely.
it get hard trying to find somebody, man, like real talk. So, you know, now I'm focused on music. And, you know, of course you have people that you date and you know, go around like that. But like I say, man, I'm still looking, man. So I'm trying to find her. Where she at?
Okay, that's a great title for a new track. I'm still looking
for
it. Now, if that come about and you make it happen, you better send that track to me so I can play it. Definitely. Yeah. I want to definitely ask a couple questions before we end, and then we're definitely going to talk to David for a minute. But what is one, considering you're in this game, Tom, and I know, and a lot of people know how difficult it is trying to really calm yourself, climb, you know, that ladder to success, so to speak. And so I want to know, what is one of the biggest lessons that you've learned so far along the way in this game we call music?
I say don't ever take things personal. I say it's always about business. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I would say is the main thing. It's like, it's just, you got to be about your business. Like, you know, a lot of times you think making a friend, but at the same time, it's like you can't take it personal. So it's just, you know, just take the good with the bad and just, you know, you just learn from your mistakes. You know, so
that's some great advice.
I think that was my thing. Yeah.
Take the good with the bad. I got to ask, just go ahead and ask David, because, you know, I know you're not an entertainer yourself, but you're a business owner. And, you know, you're a promoter, you're an entertainer, and I know, David, that the industry is crazy because, you know, I'm in it just like you. So what is one of the biggest lessons that you have learned along the way that you want to share with our listeners?
You know, just being myself, being real, being honest up front, just communication and And just opening up your heart and your hands to everybody out there that's doing music, that loves music, you know, just keeping that eye out for everybody, just delivering, you know, honesty, just real, it's got to be real, and it all happens on its way.
That's what's up. Well, thanks so much. My time is definitely dwindling, but I definitely want to be able to give you the opportunity, David, if you have any shouts out, and then, of course, we want to find out, well, we could be able to see you online. So I know you're doing some things, and I know that we can find you on Facebook and Twitter, so we want you to share that as well.
Yeah, okay. You can go, well, just go on my Facebook and, you know, facebook.com and put David Ortiz. You'll find me on there. I'm like on everybody's friend list. I just want to do a short shout out to Cindy. She's in Iceland. I'll be working with her, going out there, and, you know, my manager, Andrew, from New York, just doing different projects, you know. Everybody can just find me on Facebook. You know, just Google my name and David Ortiz. I'll be right there. It's not hard to find me.
That's what's up. I know I find you every day. Q-Time, go ahead and put yours out there again, please.
Yes, it's facebook.com/ Q-Time. It's Qtime 22, and that's it right
there. That's what's up. Thank you, guys. Both of you, thanks so much for joining me for the early show on the eBuzz. This is your girl, Carla B. And before you exit our radio page, you better make sure that you subscribe to receive alerts to our future shows, because we do have a lot of great stuff coming up. We definitely do. We want you to be a part of that. And also, if you're on Twitter, You can definitely follow me, EOTMPR. That's E as in entrepreneurs, O as in on, T as in the, M as in move. So definitely find me at EOTMPR on Twitter. And until next time, y'all, this is your girl, Carla B. Oh, yeah, I did have a quote that somebody sent me, and they said they thought that we felt that this particular quote would be great to end this show. I agree with him, and it is, the same people you see going up, you will definitely see them going down. Marinate on that, friends. Hold tight. We're going into the second half of the E-Buzz. Peace out. Have a great Friday.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found at the next lockdown. So you'll always have it on. We got the VJs. They can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going on.
To EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, we shape the life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, hey, y'all, this is your girl, Carla B., and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Carla B., Carla Woodbound.
I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on semen. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Love you, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we can form a team and I could be the king, you could be the queen. And my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast at the best time. We LOL back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for love, I confess. Someone bought a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like this. Oh baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
Switch up.
I just can't
switch up.
Lock, dunk in your bed, rock, hot, up in your love shot. Now, how about your cold shot? I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
What's up,